Thanks for joining us on Morning Edition. I'm Angela King. After being hot for several months, it looks like the national housing market is trying to cool down. Daryl Fairweather is the chief economist at Redfin. She joins us now to talk more about this. Welcome back, Daryl. Good to have you.
Hi, I'm happy to be back.
So what does our summer housing forecast look like right now, especially when you compare it to earlier this year when it seemed like the sky was the limit for home prices?
I've been saying that the housing market is going into hibernation. And the reason that I use that phrase is that everyone's pulling back right now because mortgage rates are higher. So buyers pull back because buying a home is more expensive because you have to pay more on that monthly mortgage payment. But sellers are pulling back because they don't really have a reason to sell. So they can just ride out this cold spell. And that is what's happening. It's getting quite cold out there compared to how hot it was earlier in the year.
Sure. So this sounds like it could be good news for prospective home buyers who can handle the mortgage rate increases. Where does that number stand right now?
The 30-year fixed rate mortgage stands at 5.8% currently, compared to below 3% just last year.
All right. Well, some folks might feel a knot in their stomach when they hear the results of a recent report by Redfin. Your company discovered a home buyer's purchasing power has declined quite a bit. Paint the picture and explain it with some simple numbers if you can.
So at Redfin, we calculated the affordability for somebody on a $2,500 monthly mortgage budget, which is affordable to somebody making about $100,000 a year. So this is ostensibly upper middle class people, right? So in Seattle, it used to be that 13.3% of homes were affordable within that budget. And now it's down to just 5.7% of homes being affordable on that budget. So it was already really tough to buy a home, even if you made $100,000 in Seattle last year, and now it's gotten nearly impossible.
So buyers have lost all of this purchasing power, but as you mentioned, demand is slowing down slightly.
Yes. So if you can still afford a home, the good news is that homes are less likely to face bidding wars. You're going to be more likely to get a home for under asking price, especially if it's been sitting on the market for more than a week. I think it's a good time to revisit some markets that were just way too competitive earlier in the year. You know, you might get lucky and get a home for less than what it's listed for, which was not something that happened just a couple of months ago.
Yeah, no kidding. You know, another report by Redfin shows the median rent rate in Seattle increased by more than 30% in May of this year compared to May of 2021. And by the way, the median rent in Seattle, now more than $3,000. That is unaffordable for lots of folks. Daryl, are there any signs those prices are going to come down?
I think there's actually even more room to grow in rents because as people get priced out of buying a home, they're going to be more likely to rent.
Okay, so how do you see these trends in the Seattle area affecting working class families, young professionals, and marginalized communities and their ability to stay in Seattle? I mean, we know a lot have already been forced out of the market.
I think it's going to be very tough for people who don't qualify for any kind of housing assistance and still find themselves priced out. Like those people we talked about making $100,000 a year likely are stuck in the middle. They're not going to be able to qualify for housing assistance, but they also are going to have a really tough time affording a $3,000 a month apartment. So I think people are going to figure out what's best for them. Some people may leave the city of Seattle for more affordable areas like Tacoma or Spokane or maybe even Arizona. And for people who stay, they may just have to figure out how to squeeze their budget. But budgets are already being squeezed so much by inflation and gas prices and food prices. It's some people just inevitably are worse off now than they were last year.
So what stands out to you when these groups can't afford to stay in major metropolitan areas like Seattle?
It's really a failure of the city that not enough housing was built so that the city could grow sustainably. We've known for a long time that people are moving to Seattle, especially as a place like San Francisco gets more expensive. Seattle becomes more and more attractive, and then Seattle becomes San Francisco when all those people move in because of how much demand there is for housing. Seattle should have been able to see this coming, and they have done some zoning reforms in recent memory to increase the supply of housing, but it really hasn't been enough to make it so that somebody who could afford to live in the city of Seattle 5 years ago could still afford it today. I think people just see the goalpost moving further and further out for what it takes to be able to afford to live in a city like Seattle.
All right. Daryl Fairweather is the chief economist at Redfin. Thank you so much for this chat.
Thank you.